In an ever-changing world with always changing lives, Life Changes Network presents a voice of intuitive inspiration with a conversation that matters. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. Today we strive to unify and conquer, to reach for higher planes of existence and awaken a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering the only constant, life changes. This is Radio Like You've Never Felt Before with tonight's guest, the tandem of Aggie Coburn and Benjamin Allen, authors of The Truth Behind the Curtain. And now your host, the king of I Am, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark, and ciao, everyone. I am excited about tonight's show. Very excited because today signifies a little departure from what we've normally done. This show, in a way, is about deception and coercion, but from a positive angle, it's about empowering people to use their own discernment and to follow their heart. And so it's interesting to me because here we are having a show about following our hearts, and in a way, I do this show today with a heavy heart. In the past couple days, maybe a week at the most, I have watched three sets of friends and family who love each other hurt each other actually very deeply, and that pains me, especially since I've been in the middle of each of the situation. And I watch friends make assumptions, and I watch them not give each other the benefit of the doubt or even be compassionate towards each other. And it's easy to say, well, it was the heat of the moment, or I went into reaction, and we've been saying that all along, for those of us who know how to say that, and know that that's what's happening. And I know that there's a higher level where it doesn't have to happen anymore. And the interesting thing is that it happens all the time, and how many people talk about, there shouldn't be a war over here, and, you know, we should stop the war over there, where strangers are fighting strangers. And we're concerned, and it's important. We need to stop the war over there, where strangers are fighting strangers. But it's interesting how we have wars in our own homes and on our own computers between people that supposedly love each other. And if we can't stop the war between a person that we love and ourselves, how are we ever going to stop the world, the war between people we don't even personally know? And it's also interesting to me how I can watch other people do this and say, oh, that is just wrong. And people, we need to find a different way to do that. And then see myself doing it without even recognizing it. And I had an opportunity to do it, and in a sense I did do it. But it didn't explode to what it could have exploded to, and then I think, wow, it was so close to becoming something else, and here I know that there's a better way of doing things, and I almost fell right into it myself. I had a friend 2 months ago write me and tell me that her father was dying. And I was right in the middle of leaving for New York. And this was a big trip for me. I was doing several concerts. I was also there with family, and I was traveling with my mother, who I was bringing on stage to other concerts. I had this friend who told me her father was dying. Now, my friend is young, and her father was young, and this was a difficult situation for her, and this is a very, very, very dear friend of mine, and somebody who's been there for me, I've been there for her, and so she wrote me and told me her father was dying, and there was absolutely nothing I could do to be with her, to console her, because I was flying and time zones and all that stuff. And then she wrote me or texted me and said that her father had passed and called me. And again, because I was in the middle of doing the shows and my mother and family and all these other kinds of things, and I was on a completely different time zone, I could do nothing about it. This continued, and we never got to touch base. I never got to work with her or help her or talk to her in the middle of all her grief while her father was dying and eventually died. And then she wrote me or asked me if I would come to the funeral, please. And it was right in the middle of another show that I was doing back east. I'm slow because I'm thinking back on how much I wanted to be there for her, and how much I wanted this for me too, and for her, and I wanted her to know that. So I sent her texts and messages and called her and left her messages, letting her know that in my way I was with her. In any event, came back to California. I called her. I wrote her. I called her again. I wrote her again. And this continued for 2 months. And I never heard from her back. And I, in my mind, thought that she was upset with me for not being there at her greatest moment of need. And especially with what I do and what I know and life coaching and all that stuff. And I wasn't there for her. And so I started to get upset. I was thinking, give me a freaking break. I was out of town. I know it was your father. I know you were close. I know this is hard for you, but I wasn't able. I had my mother and I had other things going on. I couldn't get back to you. I couldn't have a conversation with you. Give me a break. I'm sorry. But each message that I left her was, I know you're grieving. I know you're hurting. I'm here for you. Call me when you can. And she didn't. And finally, I had reached a moment where I really wanted to say, give me a break. I'm hurting now here too, because now you're not answering my call and I feel like I've lost a friend in all of this. Help me here. Help me. And so I was about to leave a message that was not so nice. And then I thought, you know, it is her moment of grieving. And in the end, she has a right to take as much time as she needs. And if it's a year from now, it's a year from now. And I have to deal with it just like she had to deal with it during the time when I wasn't there for her. And so if she's upset with me, she has a right to be upset with me. It's too bad. It just is. I'll just leave it alone. So I left her a final message saying, I understand you're grieving. I know you're hurting. And know that if there's anything else I can do for you at the moment, I'm always here for you. And I just won't bug you for a while. And oh, by the way, for some reason, I feel like giving you my number again. So I gave her my number. She called me back within 3 minutes saying, oh my God, you changed your cell number and I've been trying to reach you all this time and I didn't have your new number. Then I had changed my cell number and I had forgotten about that and forgotten to let her know. And all this time she had been wanting to contact me. I just never left her my new cell number. And so we had a conversation finally, and I thought, wow, I could have turned an already bad situation into a really, really worse situation by just not being compassionate, by just jumping to conclusions and making assumptions, and there it is. So I'm glad I gave my friend the benefit of the doubt. I'm glad I didn't make assumptions. At least didn't leave assumptions on her voicemail. And I just want to put that out there for all of us who have dear friends, who are lucky to have dear friends and family and business partners, and for all of us to really take into consideration how lucky it is that we have special friends who we have the potential to hurt only because they love us so much and only because we love them so much. And so with that, we're going to continue our show and talk about some hurts and how we can find a way to avoid them when it comes to these particular situations that Aggie and Benjamin are going to be talking to us about with their book, Truth Behind the Curtain, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guests today are two authors. Actually, they're more than just authors, but they've written a book called Truth Behind the Curtain. Our first guest is Aggie Cobran, who is the founder and director of CEC Global Events, a vibrant event planning company that has produced extraordinary results for her global clients. As a consummate networker, her business model has created with a vision of helping entrepreneurs and in particular women create successful businesses. She has been a creative force on several independent transformational films that included planning the launch events, talent acquisition film, and book distribution. And now she is author of her own book, along with Benjamin Allen. Now, Benjamin, he also has written other books and screenplays and novels that draw from the depth of his personal experience with grief, loss, and his service to others. The personal tragedy he lived through several years ago, namely losing his wife and children to terminal illness, led him to appear extensively in the media, including the New York Times, Dateline, The Today Show, Good Morning America, 2020, and his story was also featured on the Oprah Winfrey Show. As a grief recovery specialist and author, he has supported many in the healing journey of grief. In his inspirational nonfiction book, Out of the Ashes, he tells his own true story of triumph over tragedy. And here we have, and we welcome, Aggie Cobran and Benjamin Allen. Welcome, you two.
Thank you, Filippo.
Thanks, Filippo.
So good to have you both with us. Now, your book, Truth Behind the Curtain, I have gotten to, I actually didn't read it, I heard it. And I enjoyed hearing it because I loved the lady who was reading it in her southern accent. It was adorable. But I'd like, actually, the accent was adorable and the way she read it was, but the story actually has its kind of its tragedies, and when you know some of the characters as we do, it you kind of wonder when will we stop doing this kind of thing to each other? What is it that we're talking about? What are we doing to each other in this book?
Let me start by telling you a little bit of history about myself and actually how Filippo and I even met. But my span of doing events started with the motivational, inspirational type events for many years. And I personally was a true believer in that whole model. There's a reason it's called Truth Behind the Curtain. When you are involved in putting on a lot of different events, you get to see what goes on behind the curtain. And I started to see more and more and more that I was really uncomfortable with. But life goes on, and it's what you do, and I continued to do it, and eventually reached a point where it left such distaste in my mouth that I needed to leave that industry. And I won't go into all kinds of details about that, but, you know, we all go through our, you know, you had an interesting monologue at the beginning of this, Filippo, about how we hurt each other and what we do to each other and sometimes misunderstandings and things. And I think I thought it was a misunderstanding on my part for a long time until I realized the reality of it. And I continued on in my ways, and I did other things and other events and other film projects and all sorts of things. But something kept gnawing away at me. Something just kept eating away at me, saying, you know, you got to tell people what really happens. You really have to tell people what happens. And I didn't. I didn't. I just kept on working away at other things and growing a business, and the business was doing well, and I got involved in other ventures. But there was this little voice in my head saying, people need to know. People need to know. And one day something happened, and I won't go into detail, but it's usually one trigger point. My intuitive friends will tell me it's the kick in the head, and I had the kick in the head last year. And I realized from that I really needed to do something. I really needed to get out there in the world and say, look, there's something going on that you're not aware of, and you need to be. You need to be at a very deep level, and I need to speak about this at a very deep level. Well, I'm not an author, so I thank you for giving me credit for writing, but I didn't write. I'm not an author. Benjamin is, and he's a terrific author. I was kind of this voice that kept saying, people need to know this, people need to know this. So my voice comes out in Truth Behind the Curtain. It is not my story. It is a story that Benjamin Adam wrote. It is fictitious. It's a fictional story based on reality, very much based on reality. But it's not my whole story. So I always want to make that clear when people read it and see it and they say, is that you? It is, it's kind of a conglomerate of everything. And when you read it, you'll understand what we're saying. But it is the truth. And the truth sometimes is very, very difficult to talk about. You go through a lot of phases when you come to terms with the fact that you feel like the truth needs to come out. And the truth behind the curtain is the truth behind all those wonderful, motivational, inspirational people that were loved and adored and admired and, you know, believed in, because there was nothing to believe in there is what I discovered. And I know that sounds really harsh, and it took me a long time to come to terms with it. But it was all rooted in money, and it was all rooted in power. And when I realized how much of it was the money and power game, that's when I finally just said, you know, enough of this. People deserve respect. They deserve the truth. And they deserve to know what they're actually spending their money on. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, the hard end of Truth Behind the Curtain. Now we'll talk about the soft end of it, but let's let Benjamin talk for a little bit.
And actually, before we do that, I have to say that this happens in every industry.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're dealing in stocks or whether you're dealing in movies, or there is truth behind the curtain. There's sometimes the wizard behind the curtain, and some of what's done is not real, and some people are not in integrity, and all of that. It happens in every business. I think why this book is shocking is because in this particular business, when we're talking about self-help, or when we're talking about quote-unquote spirituality or New Age or something like that, you would think that we're talking about integrity, so the people that are doing this are all in integrity. But like any industry, because this is and has become a big, big industry, there are people that see an opportunity and say, oh, I could do this, and instead of doing it over here, I'll do it in this industry and make money here. So, but we also want to say, I'm sure you do, Aggie, as well, because you know people and I know people that are really wonderful people in this business and are really doing some good work and helping a lot of people. So that's why I said at the beginning of the show that we have to use discernment, because
yes,
we go into a
yes,
seminar, right?
Yes. And you know, I want to add to that, and I thank you for two things that you commented on there. One is, I'll tell you, 90% of the people in the industry are wonderful and admirable and are in it for all the right reasons and do wonderful, wonderful work. But it's that little, and it's often the case, it's that little group that is not in integrity. And it's true in virtually every industry. You're right. It's true in almost every industry. There is that little group, but that little group ends up tainting a lot of things. You also mentioned the wizard, and I love the fact that you mentioned that, because this all sort of came together with the Wizard of Oz and that scene at the end of the Wizard of Oz where Toto pulls that curtain. Do you remember that scene?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the gentleman behind the curtain says, ignore the man behind the curtain. And that right. line always hit me in this sort of very peculiar way, because that's what we're all really doing, whether it's the investment industry, whether it's the motivational industry, whether it's the health wellness industry, whether it's the spirituality. We don't want to see sometimes. We want to believe so badly. I wanted to believe so badly that we choose not to see what is going on. We choose not to see, you know, that little the dog pulling the curtain and the gentleman saying, ignore the man behind the curtain. And many, many of my friends and associates and business partners are in that arena and are phenomenal and do wonderful, wonderful things. So, yes, thank you for reminding me to say that, I wish I could say it was less than 10%, but I'm probably saying it's around 10%. But the sad thing is, it's the 10% a lot of people know about. It's that top echelon. It's the ones you hear about all the time. It's the ones you see. And that's true, again, of all the different marketplaces. You know, for whatever reason, it seems to rise to the top, that particular group. And I think it's time that we all realize that and deal with it in our own ways. So the truth behind the curtain is one way of my dealing with it and our dealing with it.
Right, and sometimes it takes something like that to happen to someone, like you said, the quote-unquote kick in the head in order to do something like this. Mm-hmm. Now, Benjamin, you've had quite I don't know if kick in the head is actually a good phrase to use in your case, because having known about your story out of the ashes, from reading about it and seeing about it at the time years ago, and then from Aggie's retelling recently in a conversation with her, you've had quite a story. How does, if you want, you can start with that, but how does that lead to this new book?
Well, it leads to the book. I mean, there's actually the exploitation that happens and the taking advantage of people that are vulnerable. And I don't know if it actually segues from my own personal journey, but my own personal journey has been one of seeking integrity and seeking wisdom and how to incorporate that into my life and in the world around me. You mentioned at the beginning of the segment around the wars and the conflict within families. And the conflict, the internal conflict of how do you stay integrous in a society that is a part of this corruption and greed. And that's part of Mary's journey in the book, is a person of integrity caught up in this kind of corruption is one of the storylines that goes through the book and has always intrigued me. But the other part of why Aggie and I connected and why this is so important for both of us. But for me, the aspect of good people, authentic, caring people wanting to do better and being taken advantage of out of their vulnerability. And in this society right now, the stress factors internally and externally are enormous on individuals. And that's when, you know, the carpetbaggers come out of the woodwork. That's when the people start to, they're looking, they're desperate, they need answers, they need help. And some, for some reason, are gravitating towards these folks that offer hollow promises and empty words. And it just infuriates me. It just, there is a need to come back to say, when did we give up on our integrity and accept greed as successful? And that's not the way I want our society to go. That's not the way I want to live. And so that's what this story is about. That's what Aggie and I are about, of saying, you know, this is important to be true, to be honest, to give people a service. It's people that really need the service. And there's a lot of hurting people out there. And it's just tragic to watch them being taken advantage of. Mainly a lot of the elderly, a lot of the people on the fringes are the ones that lose their money, that lose their hope. And it's just incredible that this is on the rise, but it happens in societies where we're in these kind of stress factors. In my own journey through the walking with people through their terminal illnesses and to their ultimate deaths, my wife and two children, over a 13-year period, there was always a sense of what gives meaning, what is important in life. So that does translate into this. What is the meaning? What is the purpose of our lives? And how can we be of service to the world around us? And never losing sight of that.
Wow. Wow. And of course, the book is centered around the self-help industry, but of course you are also alluding to the real estate industry and again the stock market and so many other industries, right?
The reality is it's all industries.
Right. So one, you're basically saying, you know, one needs to seek the truth behind the curtain before jumping into believing any of everything. And you know, the interesting thing is that, yes, I started this out by saying that we need to follow our hearts. And that's easier said than done, unfortunately, I think, in this day and age, because so many of us don't know if we're actually following our hearts or if we're following our ego. But that's a whole other conversation. Eventually, as we all start to be more connected with our heart and start to follow it, I feel like these people won't even stand a chance because no one's going to be listening. But in the meantime, we're listening to Benjamin Allen and Aggie Coburn here on Life Changes with Filippo, and we'll be right back with their story and the truth behind the curtain right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Philippe. You know what I think that is? I think that's the Truth Behind the Curtain website.
That's the music.
I was wondering what that music was because I just went ahead and logged on to the truthbehindthecurtain.com because what I was going to tell you all is that our guests today, Aggie Coburn and Benjamin Allen, have written the book Truth Behind the Curtain. For those of you who are just joining us and if you wanted to learn more about them or hear this interview again or share it with your friends, you can, of course, go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com. You can go to lifechangesnetwork.com. And you, of course, can go directly to the source at thetruthbehindthecurtain.com, where Aggie and Benjamin have actually started a movement. Which one of you wants to tell us about that?
Go for it, Aggie.
Okay, I'll take that one. We had an idea, and the idea was to get the book out there, obviously. The e-book, it is an e-book, by the way. It takes you about an hour and a half to read. And the MP3, and we had an idea, and I shared that idea with some folks that I work with on some television shows, because I'm also involved in some TV shows. And as it turned out, there was a conversation that was all about, you know, if we can get enough people on the internet logging into Truth Behind the Curtain, by the way, it's Truth Behind the Curtain, enough people involved in the community in some way, shape, or form, we can turn this into something so much bigger, be it TV, a film. Benjamin's involved in writing a film outline right now, screenplay. There's so many things we can do with that. And the conversation's focused around the fact that television goes to the internet very easily, but the internet doesn't go to TV quite so simply, quite so easily. So that got me thinking, and I said, what would it take? And it'll take about 100,000 people. So I got this idea that somehow, some way, we are going to get 100,000 people listening, reading, involved with our world of truth behind the curtain. And once we can do that, we can turn this into something so much bigger. And that's the concept behind the movement. And the movement really is just this sort of sharing and listening and understanding that we're all part of this and that we can all do something and that we are in integrity and we want to live a life with integrity and we want to share the best of with people. And that sort of came to be and is coming to life right now, Filippo. You're right at the very beginning of it. You are part of this right at the very beginning. The book, the ebook, the MP3 has been out for a very short time, a few months. We're building that sort of momentum. You're going to help us build that momentum, as are all sorts of other partners. And, you know, it really is just the reality of let's all help each other. Let's all be in this world together. Let's all live with integrity. And when we see something that's wrong, or we sense it's wrong, because sometimes it's just a feeling or a sense, let's believe that, let's listen to that, and let's do something about it. Because we all can. We can all help each other, and we all should be helping each other.
I like it. I like it. And you know, it's interesting. I want to make a distinction here too, that there are people who are out there teaching who don't, quote unquote, teaching, who don't necessarily know everything about what they're trying to teach or talking about. But there is the old adage that says, you teach what you most need to learn. So, in watching some people out there, there are some people who don't know everything about what they're teaching and who really have good intent in learning it themselves and trying to get the information out there to as many people as they can with good intent. And then there are the people who know that the information they're putting out is either wrong or not in the best interest of the people who they are, quote unquote, teaching this information to. And that's the distinction that we want to make. Benjamin, I like this whole thing about living in integrity, and I know that you and your current wife are out there helping people in different ways around that very topic. Do you want to address that real quick?
Well, that's true. It is. And what we do is help people through looking at life purpose and depth and meaning from within and utilizing the senses as a pathway into that, that inner knowing. That is really what we're talking about. You mentioned that with that looking within and being a part of knowing that truth, what resonates, and getting all the debris out of the way and the manipulation. That's what we're really talking about with Truth Behind the Curtain, is the manipulation. There is intentional manipulation out there. It's not just false information or misinformation. It is more than that. It is an insidious attempt to manipulate people to take their money, and which takes their trust, which takes more than their money, much more. So what we do, Rachel and I, working with Sensoma, is looking at this whole thing of how the senses can help guide us, how it can take us deeper within to that resonance of truth. And so it's very compatible with what Aggie and I are doing and what Aggie does on her in her business with her high sense of integrity. And so we're enjoying the coordination of efforts, because that's really what it's about. We want a society that says truth matters, ethics matter, people matter, and greed does not lead to success. And so, and we also, in Truth Behind the Curtain and in our own business, are looking at how we can look at best practices. You know, what is the most optimal practice? And there's, like you said, there's so many people out there that are doing it, but people are getting caught up with the manipulation, and we just want them to be careful and to be more aware.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is that talking about staying in integrity, that we – we actually do this to each other. Like if we will hear a motivational speaker and we might not know they if they're in integrity or not, but we then coerce our friends. You have to go hear him. You have to buy this product. We have to go together. And it's kind of like this trickle down effect where we just, you know, get hurt and then hurt our friends as well. Sometimes unknowingly, most of the time unknowingly. But I think that's a cop-out as more and more, especially like through this book, you're inviting us to look behind the curtain. Don't just say, oh yeah, I think it's okay. No, it's not good enough anymore. Right, Aggie?
Right. And there's a couple of things that I want to point out in here. And that is that, we all have the sort of framework we live within. We all have barriers and we all have guiding points and things like that. And we need to listen to our intuition. We need to listen to our that sixth sense or that other voice in our heads or in our stomachs or whatever and start to really pay attention. We do live in a society, and Benjamin mentions the word greed a lot or a number of times. We do live in a society that is very greed focused. We can't change that. I can't change why my friends or associates or business associates do what they do. What I can do is say, I want to live in a world or I want to live in a place where I'm comfortable and I want you to be in that place with me if you're willing to be in that place with me. Some people aren't. I mean, we all know what NLP is, and there's a lot of NLP, and there's a lot of persuasiveness, and a lot of hypnosis that's used in the world right now. We haven't mentioned that very much, but a lot of this truth stuff that we talk about is that subliminal, is the suggestivity, it's the hypnosis. It's something that can be used for good or bad, and more times than not, many, many times it's used for good. I have some phenomenal friends working in NLP and hypnosis that do wonderful things with it, but at the same token, it can be used on the flip side. So we're just talking about the realities of open your eyes, see what's out there. You can choose the direction you want to go, and I have associates of mine that choose to go in a direction I would never go in. You choose the direction you want to go and just open your eyes, see what's going on, see what's out there, and understand what's going on in the world. And you said it at the beginning, Filippo, the world is a very different place, and Benjamin alluded to it too. It's a very different place right now because people are more desperate. There's things going on that we're not real sure about. You know, is it 2012 coming? Is it just the world changing? Is it the economy? Is it Greece? You know, we don't know what's causing all this dishevel and all these issues. But we're certainly not helping each other by being deceptive to each other or unethical with one another. And this is just another eye-opener. It's, you know, you can read it, you can listen to it, you can believe it. I hope you do because every word of it is true even though it's fiction. But it's just another statement out there saying, come pay attention, listen. There's a world out there that's going on that you may not know a whole lot about. So we want to be informational. We want to inform you. We want to tell you a little bit about it. And we want you to be part of our community, where we can learn and trust and believe in each other a little bit more. I also have to add, you keep giving me credit for authoring. I didn't author. Benjamin wrote the book. It's fantastic. Everybody that has read it has just thought it's the most amazing e-book they have read with a really, really wonderful, very emotional ending. And I got to tell you, I wasn't really sure about that ending at first because that ending hit me way too hard. It's the truth, but it hit me in a very interesting way, and it took me a while to see other people's reactions to it and how they dealt with it for me to say, you know what, it is the right ending because it's the real ending. So there's a lot of emotion in that book for me, and there's a lot of reality, and there's a lot of things that I really had to think about and listen to in my own space. He did a terrific job on it. The MP3, as you said, you listened to it, is fantastic. The voice is great. We have a lot of fun with that. And I just recommend everybody read it, listen to it, and take in what they can from it because they'll find something in there that I think they're going to find really useful in their lives, in their own lives.
You know, Aggie, maybe I keep alluding to you as an author. Maybe I'm seeing into the future, something you might not even know yet. And I have to ask you, who is the voice? Is it somebody I know?
No, it's a friend of mine, she did some voice training a while back, but that's not her profession at the moment. And then she just had a great time, and she did a wonderful job, and was really dedicated to the project because it does matter. And I would just like to say one thing: what Aggie was saying, that what I really appreciate is that consciousness equals choice. And so this book is really about raising the consciousness of what's really going on and giving choice. And so I think Aggie's done a terrific job in putting this organization together, and we've worked well together. It's something that I wrote, but her feedback and her insights, and it's been a real pleasure, and that's what we want. We want, you know, everything should be of joy, everything should be of service, and everything should be of integrity. And there's no reason it can't be. You know, I also want to say something just as a little off to the side here is that what the people that go to these seminars, they're not greedy. You know, what I've watched are these people are in survival mode and are looking for ways to survive. And that's what they're preying upon. The ones that are greedy are preying upon good, trusting people that need help. So it's not like everyone that's looking to better themselves are out just for themselves. And there are certain techniques that create that kind of chemistry to where people can be manipulated. There's certain needs that we have, and the people that are in that manipulation business know how to tap into those. And that's the frightening part. And that's what we really wanted to expose through this book.
It's almost like taking candy from a baby. If somebody has techniques that they know that will coerce somebody into doing something they don't want to do, you know, and where we see this the most, I don't know about the most, but we see this a lot for those of us who've been approached for years and years and years about multi-level marketing or network marketing, and not that there's anything wrong with it per se, but it's interesting to have friends who I know are doing their best to be in integrity as much as they can, who have difficulties, and Aggie, we've had this conversation before, making ends meet or whatever. They get involved in a network marketing, even though they know the people at the top might be not in integrity, and though that the money might not be really going there, and they dupe themselves into thinking, well, technically it's supposed to be a good cause or it's supposed to be a good product, but I need to do this right now because I need the money. Right, Aggie?
Yeah, it's true. And how many nonprofits and charities do we hear about that are the same? And how many real estate ventures do we hear about that are the same? This is kind of across community, across fields, across all sorts of things. We picked one particular area because I knew it well. I know it well. But it is an issue that exists in so many different arenas. So, you know, we need to stress that too. There'll be other books that'll be about other things, other ebooks, other projects. Truth Behind the Curtain is not just this one ebook. It's sort of the beginning of what I hope goes on for a long time, making people aware in a lot of different areas what's going on out there. You know, we had to pinpoint one to start with, but it's going to grow from that. And we invite everybody to be part of the community. We didn't mention the fact that it's $1.98 for you to get either the book or the ebook or the MP3. And we will be coming out with a hardcover book, actually a softcover book, in the very near future as well. And, you know, we're talking pennies here. The real reason we're doing this is to build community and to get people to understand and become a part of this. So, I would love for all of your listeners to go to the site Truth Behind the Curtain to either download the ebook or go to one of the other sites where you can download it or get the MP3 there and really listen to it and listen to what's being said in there, because I think they're going to learn a lot about themselves and a lot about what goes on out there.
Well, there it is, Truth Behind the Curtain at truthbehindthecurtain.com. Aggie Cobran and Benjamin Allen, thank you so much. This has actually been insightful and fun.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's always fun being with you, Filippo, always.
Aw, thank you. Well, I look forward to being together again. And we'll be with our friend and producer, Mark Lejeune, right after this with our producer's wrap.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and this is the producer's wrap with me. With me.
I am me, Mark.
Indeed, you are. And we've been talking to Aggie Coburn and Benjamin Allen about their book, Truth Behind the Curtain.
We have. And what a great discussion. We've known Aggie for quite some time, and she's been very special to us. And we've shared a lot of laughs and a lot of journey together. And so it's neat to hear her discussion and her work with Benjamin and the great work that they've done to lift the veil on what, for a long time for me, was a very important industry. Still an important industry, but certainly different. And so that's I think the interesting part of getting to see this side of the other side of the curtain, I guess.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's interesting. I'm about to say something that I don't know if I exactly agree with what I was just about to say, because I'm thinking, you know, in every industry there's this, and yet in this industry you wouldn't expect this to exist, and so this is why it's good to kind of say, hey, people, you know, just be aware. And the part that I'm not so sure about is, since I'm not a parent, but I have been a child of parents, and I have thought of my parents as always having my best interest in mind, which I am sure they did, but that doesn't mean they always knew what was best for me, and so they made their mistakes as well. So it's also, as we grew up, we had to, those of us who you know, are conscious of this or are looking at this, we had to become aware of when our parents maybe didn't know, but were trying, and we had to not listen to them, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
I do know what you're saying, and I think that's the interesting part, and it really goes down the road to the heart of this discussion, which is, well, I was thinking how aptly named the industry is. Self-help.
Hmm.
Everybody's helping themselves.
Interesting, yeah.
So, like Benjamin was saying, preying on the need, the desperation, the hopefulness, the exuberance, or, you know, to the tangent to your discussion, you know, look at all of that, and they're reaching out there and seeing an opportunity, which goes back to some of your monologue in terms of what is out there in other industries, which is the same thing. We have largely been self-helpers and taught to, you know, survive, or the only the fittest survive, and kill or be killed, and all of these things, rather than selves helpers or you know, family helpers or whatnot. But I think that the bottom line of this is that there is a paradigm shift here in a recognizing whether or not the information you're being given is truly empowering you as an individual to function within the whole, you know, within a larger group of individuals, within your family, to relate better, or whether it's an empowering you to help yourself, which puts you back into a situation that is out of balance. Mm. So you're going to continue, you're always going to be in that position of need because you're helping yourself. You're not helping the greater whole, which therefore puts energy back into the system.
Yeah, I'm really glad you bring this up, Mark. And you know, this is something that we'll have to talk about again and again, because there's such a fine line, and the fine line exists in my mind because people aren't connected to what they truly need. They think they need this right now, and so they go and do this, get this money or take advantage of these people because that's serving their quote-unquote need. What they don't realize is that in what used to be the long run and now more and more the short run, it ends up hurting other people and ends up hurting them, but they can't see it. So they don't know the difference between their current need and their real need.
Mm, that's very true. And this is largely what's going on in the world with the masses now standing up. They're starting to determine what is my real need versus what need have I been sold? You know, what tools have I been sold? What has the banks been telling me to do? What has the media been telling me to do? And has that served me to get up, wash, rinse, repeat, and go about it the next day and get on the same train and go to the same pizza parlor, even though my whole life I've been a writer or a singer or whatever the case may be. And they're starting to uncover the truth behind the curtain of themselves. And therefore, I think it's calling situations like this, which is why it's so appropriate that this information comes out now to shine a light on false prophets, let's say.
Right. You know, it's interesting that that good choice of words, because during the quote unquote apocalypse, I don't study the Bible, so I don't really know. I think that there's an allusion to false prophets coming out at the time of the apocalypse. So some people have said this is that time, whether it's going to be an apocalypse or not. I believe not, but at least the false prophets, this is, I think, as close as we probably will see in our lifetimes of someone profiteering. Oh, the interesting word, profiteering from profiting.
Interesting indeed. Well, you know, and the profiteering is okay to extent. I think what's interesting, though, which you saying that reminded me of something else that Aggie said, which I don't agree with in terms of the assumption that she made. And she said everybody knows NLP and things like that. No, Aggie's a lot closer to a lot of information than most people are. Right. I think most people have no clue about NLP, what that really means. And I'll argue that even if they've gone to the occasional Tony Robbins seminar or others, they still don't really get it. And why? Because we were taught away from that. Our educational system didn't teach us really how the mind works and how we relate to language and how we are programmed as we go and how the brain looks at everything as if it's truth and can't discern between truth and falsehood, and therefore can be so easily manipulated by language. And that's a lot of what these types of systems can prey on. And of course, some of them bring the right tools for the right people at the right time, but ultimately they are still creating a place of need where those people need that system or need that person and need to go back for more and, you know, a more expensive seminar on Fiji, I think it was once said. you know, there's still a state of need, even though they may be getting something out of that. So that what they're not doing is getting, you know, finding those answers from within and finding their own center.
Excellent. Well, what I hope and trust also comes out of this is that we'll have more people talking about the ones who are out there really serving and really helping and maybe having those discussions as well, saying this didn't serve me over here. I would stay away from that, but this does serve me over here. And maybe this is just a telling sign of a growing industry and that we are growing up within it.
Well, I think kind of the closing image for me, based on the title of this book, The Truth Behind the Curtain, is that's the power. And hopefully the time is now for people to recognize that they don't need that big, you know, giant, omnipresent, three-dimensional figure with all the noise and the lightning and the thunder, when they can actually get their heart and brain from themselves through the wisdom behind the curtain.
Ah, very well said. And for those of you who still don't know, NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. You can learn more about that on the internet or wherever you'd like. But
yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And with that, we are Life Changes with Filippo, and certainly this is what we have been talking about, life-changing seminars, and hopefully for the better and not for the worse. And so being connected to exactly what your heart needs and what your life truly needs at the moment is what we all wish for you with this show and, of course, with the book and our guests. So along with Dorothy Lee Donahue, our producer, and Mark Lejeune, our producer, and Don Newsom, our engineer today, I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I thank you for being part of the world, part of the positive changes we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world.